Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
My kids are going through an Enid Blyton phase, Simon.
Right.
Yes. Amy,
what does that mean? They're heading away to the faraway tree.
They are.
They're drinking lashings of ginger beer.
Yes. There's characters called Fanny, which is quite unheard of here in Australia. But there's pixies and brownies.
Pixies and brownies?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know. And today, guess what we're talking about?
Pixies?
No, brownies.
Oh, fantastic.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, so Simon, this is your recipe for brownies.
It is. I cannot believe, before we get into the recipe, that we have never covered brownies before, Yumi. It's ridiculous, you know, but it's one of those things that everybody cooks regularly, mm-hmm. right? Especially if they've got kids.
Oh, yeah. And everybody enjoys.
Yeah, everyone enjoys. Mm. You know, you can dress them up, dress them down, play around with them. And maybe that's one of the problems, I think, with brownies sometimes, is that it's just so wonderfully accessible for the recipe that you just play around and you're always feeling a bit unsatisfied, like you've never found quite the right one.
Okay. Know? So are you about to tell us that you have found the ultimate brownie recipe?
Look, I think I have. Yep. I think, you know, it's a big call. I think I have after a lot of time. And I think the call here is actually a really simple recipe. You know, we don't want to mess around, fanny around with your brownies too much, do you?
Okay, can I just get to some questions, though, about the fundamentals before we get to your recipe?
Yeah.
Do you approve of using beetroot in a brownie recipe, which is kind of a hack that a lot of people use nowadays?
Yeah, don't mind it. Yeah. Don't mind it. Don't, you know, it's good. Wouldn't say it's essential, but nice. Likewise, salted caramel kind of like lathered over the brownie before you bake it or even afterwards. Very nice. Sprinkling of salt flakes. Nice. Yep. Nuts. Nice. This is the problem with brownies, you see. Everything you do to them is a winner, really, in a way.
It's true. Yeah. Okay, but I really like nuts, like walnuts or pecans, even macadamias in a brownie. My kids are repulsed by nuts in chocolate.
Well, that's it. I think, you know, that you've hit the nail on the head here. The moment you do something to the brownie, you stop it having that universal appeal, which is what you want.
You want the universally appealing brownies.
You do. You want the universally appealing brownies. So you want to keep it simple. For me, it's texture.
Okay.
That's the
key. That's what I wanted to get to, texture.
Yes.
So what's the perfect texture for a brownie?
I think really chewy. And really fudgy. I think that's what makes a brownie really lovely. I think when they're dry, you know, it doesn't matter what you've thrown into them or on top of them. I don't want a bar of it.
Simon's feeling a bit queasy today. And just the dry brownie chat did not go well with you, did it?
No,
but
it didn't.
Could I just say, this might be controversial, but every cafe brownie is dry.
They've been sitting there a while, right?
Too long.
Yeah, too long. And also, I think, you know, they've got the ratio slightly wrong. I like those brownies that, you know, you can serve for dessert a bit more. Mm. So they have a bit more of the kind of fat content in there. The butter ratio is a bit higher. That's what gives them the fudgy chew, which is delicious. Also means they keep brilliantly in the fridge. And brownies are one of those magical, mystical baking goods that actually are improved the next day. As long as you don't leave them out on the counter.
Okay, so they need to be refrigerated.
I think so, yeah. I pop them in the refrigerator. What I like to do, and the recipe we're going to talk through, is a small tray of brownies. It doesn't make lots, but they're really rich and fudgy and delicious. And you can cut them into really small squares, pop them in kids' lunch boxes. They go down well. But equally brilliant with a little bit of ice cream or some berries or something for an adult dessert, or just straight out the oven after a Sunday meal.
Oh,
and everyone will just go, this is what we all wanted. We haven't put the nuts on. We haven't messed around with it. We've just got a lovely classic chewy brownie.
Oh,
it's delicious.
All right, tell us how to make it. I'm dying to hear this recipe.
Absolutely. So first of all, crank up that oven to 180 degrees, Yumi, and get a square cake tin, 20 centimetre square cake tin, line it with baking paper. Then put your butter, 125 grams of chopped butter and chocolate in a heatproof bowl over a saucepan of simmering water to do the melty bit, you know, the butter and chocolate together. Mm. You can just whack it in the microwave. That's often what I do because I'm feeling a bit lazy.
Yeah.
I just want to get a move on. Get it all kind of mixed together and then remove it from the heat. And now stir in 3 beaten eggs, 335 grams of sugar, 115 grams of flour, 30 grams of Dutch cocoa powder, or, you know, just nice cocoa powder that's doing the job, and a bit of vanilla extract. I think go heavy on this, so a teaspoon, but you can go a little bit mad if you want. And a pinch of salt, and just combine it all, and then shove it in that pan into the oven, 30 minutes, and it will kind of look like it's cracking and wobbling on top.
Oh, yeah, yep.
But it won't have dried out at that point, you know, and whip it out, check it with a skewer. You want a few crumbs clinging to that skewer, but, you know, you don't want it to be dry.
No,
you're
not making tiles or bricks here.
No, and then set aside to cool completely. And then you will have that lovely big wodge of brownie. Cut it into small squares.
Yep.
Taste a little bit. Revel in its deliciousness. Portion it up if you want. Serve it straight away.
Yum.
Have it for days. It will keep for days in an airtight container in the fridge.
Not in my house, Simon. I would think I'd eat it by myself in a night of shame with a spoon and the television.
Well, you enjoy that. And I'm sure the kids will enjoy them too.
All right. The full recipe will be in the show notes. This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.